Can you imagine your life without music?
No. Music is love in search of a word, and I'm still searching for that word. And even when you were growing up, we had a Cadillac at that time. I believe it was a 95 Cadillac, and I called it my Bluebird of Happiness. And we would sing together, and I remember the song we used to sing. Do you remember what it was?
I do. The States. What did Delaware boys, what did Delaware?
What did Delaware boys, what did Delaware?
She wore her New Jersey, boy, she wore her New Jersey.
I tell you now, as a personal friend,
she wore her New Jersey.
And what did I weigh? She weighed a Washington.
So music has been such an important part in your courtship with my grandfather, Papaw.
He was a wonderful man. And he came to First Baptist Church to sing tenor in the choir. And we used to sing together at the old mill stream. And he'd beg me to kiss him. And I said, oh, no, let's just wait. And then he went into service on November the 11th, 1942. And he sent me our first sheet of music, I'll See You Again, from Bittersweet. And we had a song every year. And the first song after we were married was some Sunday morning. We were married on Saturday night and had such a big wedding. We were both so tired that night that he turned over and went to sleep, and I did too. And our marriage was not consummated until Sunday morning. And he went out and bought the music some Sunday morning. We walked down the aisle, and it was wonderful. But on our 50th anniversary, I selected Everything Is Coming Up Roses. And we were married 63 and a half years. And at the last, he had colon cancer. I said, honey, I want to select the song. And I selected You're the Wind Beneath My Wings. He said, honey, I'm still chasing you, but I'm very slow. He always saw humor in everything.
You read 2 books a week?
2 books a week.
You keep up with current events?
Yes.
You let me know what's going on in the world a lot of times. What is the secret to your success and to your youthfulness and your vigor?
I think it's joy. Joy renews vigor. It stimulates the immune system, and it gives us mental clarity, and we should cherish every day. And I run down the street and hug people's neck. They say, do I know you? And I say, no, but wouldn't you like to? And my motto after my husband died was, live each day as if it were your last, and learn as if you live forever. And I learn every day. When you stop learning, you start dying. The trick in life is to die young as late as possible.
Some Sunday morning is going to be. Some Sunday morning for someone and me. Bells will be chiming.